station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, July 15th. Another 100-degree day coming up today. Wow, do you believe the heat?
You can't stay... If you can't stand the heat? If you can't stand the heat, then move to a different state. We have it good comparatively, but I've got a lot of crevice sweat going on right now.
You do? What crevices are those? Would you like to describe them?
Well, I've got two major ones.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty hot out there, man.
You got any crevice sweat going on up there?
Not yet.
A river runs through it. Sweating's good for you. You release toxins or something like that, and mm-hmm. your body purifies itself.
Yeah.
The key is, though, you have to shower after you sweat it a lot. Because
that helps.
It washes off all the impurities.
Right.
Don't always get to that step right away, but,
yeah.
I let it ferment and marinate a bit.
Yeah.
Just joking, kind of.
I know you don't spend a lot of time in the shower, but maybe in the summer you should, huh?
No, my showers are kind of long.
No, I mean the frequency of them.
No, I mean. What is it?
That.
What do you do? You shower every day, twice a day?
Yeah.
Once or twice?
In the winter once, in the summer usually twice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lot of damn work. Well, I guess for a guy too, you just jump in.
A lot of damn work.
You jump in, you jump out, you just rinse it, rinse around, jiggle it around, right?
I don't think it takes any less time than it does for a woman in the shower.
No, look,
why
at the,
should it?
No,
be?
Because the hair. I have two different hair products I use. I use one. Mm-hmm. Both of my hair products I use in my showers, take 3 minutes to 5 minutes that it needs to set on my hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I shave my legs.
What kind of products are those? Like conditioners and stuff?
One is a really good clarifying shampoo called T-Sal. Mm-hmm. You guys should look it up. It's super inexpensive, and if you have any kind of itchy scalp, or you really want to give your hair volume,
mm-hmm.
It really lifts the hair. And then the other one is a real shine conditioner.
I see.
Now, right now, it doesn't look like that because I rolled out of bed and I'm going to go run.
Right. Now, your hair, normally, is it straight or is it kind of curly?
It's curly.
Like this?
Yeah, it's even curlier than this, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
Like
so
it?
You don't need to add body to it.
No, it just, what it does is it kind of just cleans and lifts it, you know?
I see. Okay.
It's good.
If it works for you, hey, who
it works for me, and it makes my showers a little longer. And then there's something about waiting to get, like, if you know you're going to go out that evening and you want to have a fresh hair and makeup,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like get your running in, then do your workout, or, I mean, whatever, your errands,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of, let it crunch up a bit,
yeah.
and then go and get that shower right before you get ready, and it's just kind of a better start. It feels like it's like, and then you
right.
feel really good.
Yeah.
Versus, like, constantly showering. It's, like, not even as fun.
It's not about having fun. I think it's about being clean, you know. But I don't know. I just I get sweaty, you know. And yesterday in the evening was
and
pretty humid,
and guys are grosser.
Too.
I think guys should shower more.
It was pretty humid then.
I think guys are a little nastier.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, body musk. They just, I mean, women can have BO too, but I think men take it to a different level. Like, men just, their body produces a lot more everything, I think. So yeah. Their body needs to be showered more.
Maybe that's true. I don't know. We have a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning, and you're on the air with Sam and Kira. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Loa. How are you this morning?
Good, Loa. You're calling a little earlier, so I didn't expect you to be on the line, but that's fine. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm great. You want me to call you back?
No, that's fine. You're already on the line. We might as well
say
talk
hello to the whole world.
So this is Loa Blasucci, right? Is that how you spell
right.
your name? Pronounce it?
Yeah, you said that beautifully. Thank you. You
yes.
must know you're Italian.
I must know it. Yeah, I try to pronounce it correctly. Otherwise, we look like fools up here if we don't know how to pronounce it. But,
well, thank you. No, I have to. I give a lesson in Italian every time I say it. When you have two C's together, it goes ch, so you say Blasucci.
Right, there you go. So
thank
that's
you.
Cool. I see you're calling us from around here, right? Are you in LA right now?
I'm in Los Angeles, yes.
Oh,
I just got back into town. I was doing a TV show in Phoenix yesterday, and now I'm back.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And my phone rang a minute ago, and I thought it was you guys trying to reach me, so I called you back.
So you called
How are
back.
You this morning?
We're good, we're
Rocket
good.
And rolling.
Have you lived in L.A. all your life?
About the last 25 years. So I grew up in Phoenix, but I'm an L.A. girl now. I've lived here for so long. And, you know, I came here at a really young age and worked in Hollywood for years and years, did makeup for film and television. And it's home. L.A. is home.
Yeah. Well, it
There's
is,
no
I guess,
like
for
it.
Us now. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Although we had a good friend leave L.A. in anger the other day, but what are you going to do? You know, it affects people differently. But at this point in my life, I enjoy L.A., so I agree with you on that. And but I guess all this heat is reminding you of back home, huh?
It is a little bit right now, but you know, it's okay. I every day I look at the beautiful blue sky here and I feel so lucky.
Yeah.
I love being here. There's nothing like fresh air and sunshine in the morning. I just now came back from the park training a client outside. So beautiful. I mean, we're so lucky. Southern California,
yeah.
It just doesn't get any better.
That's true. That's
it's really
true.
Nice. It kind of masks the moral decay of the society, you know, and I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to have gratitude and appreciation for whatever it is around you that, you know, I love L.A.
Yeah.
I you know, it's like I can't even worry about where does LeBron go. I don't care. I, you know, I live in L.A. We have the Lakers. It's all good.
There you
funny.
Go.
Yeah.
There you
it
go.
Is true. I really I love living here, and I don't like the whole – I mean, I like to kind of dice. I think it's a very layered city, so there's so many different faces that it has. But from a location, weather, and just all around good feel, I mean, I think that the city, the top 10 reasons are like the weather.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. Location, location, location.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like mild temperatures, blue skies.
Yeah.
It's a little hot, it's a little steamy today, but, you know, it's cool. We can't complain. We're not in Texas or Arizona.
There you go.
Right.
So,
exactly. A friend of mine from back east said to me, don't you ever get sick and tired of perfect weather? And I said, let me think for a minute. No, never. I really don't. I love it.
Yeah, we do have it good here. Loa, you wrote a book called All Health's Breaking Loose, and
That's
this is
right.
a mouthful here, your personal boot camp guide to becoming your authentic, lean, naturally beautiful self. Now, this book is, that's a tall order here. Tell us a little bit about the book. What is it about? I understand you have a program, and let us hear all about it.
You know, I run a wellness boot camp here, and it's very different than any other boot camp you've ever been to, because truly our bodies, your body, my body, everyone, we all represent our histories and our lives and what we've been through emotionally, physically, everything. Our bodies represent that. And it's such a heavy load to bear for so many people. And I wanted to create a program that is different, that helps you really get to the real issues. Why do you feel the way you feel? Why do you think the way you think? What's happened in your life that makes you either like exercise or not like exercise, or like this food and not like that food? What are you really like authentically? And I wanted it to be available to everyone, because, you know, even though I have this business, this beautiful boot camp experience here, not everyone can come. You know, there are women in Poughkeepsie that I don't know that I would love to be able to have this program that they can go through step by step. So as you read the book, you help write the book with your own thoughts. There's journaling, there's little questions and answers and journaling experiences that you really take a moment to ponder and answer. And so as you go through the book, it's a 7-week program. It's written in weeks, not chapters,
right.
So that everybody, no matter if you're stuck at home with children or if you live in a high-rise building in New York City and work all the time, it still allows you that chance to give something back to your body, because, you know, we all expect so much. We want so much to our bodies. We want to be able to, you know, eat this and drink that and do this and be up all night. And at some point you have to say, you know what, I'm so lucky to have this body.
Right.
This body takes me wherever I want to go. I can walk. I can run. And I'm just going to take a little moment here and give something back. And I'm going to find out what superfoods are. And I'm going to include those in what I eat. And I'm going to just feel so great. It's not even funny. And that's kind of why that's why I wrote it. I wanted everyone to have a chance, not just the people that can come and be in my group.
Right. Now, in LA, you definitely have classes where people can come, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I do. I have, at the community center in La Cañada, I run a beautiful Tuesday morning class. Everyone's invited. You can drop in. And I also teach at Breakthrough Fitness in Pasadena. And I have a lot of personal, private clients, you know, all around, different states, different places. But, you know, the class experience, it's a mind and body workout, because so many people nowadays, and you guys know how crazy the culture is. I hear you refer to it all the time, and I like your perspective on it. You know, we're speeding down the freeway to get to yoga class, and, you know, it's just this little bit of madness going on, and we all just need a chance to go inside our own bodies and feel what's in there and who we are, and just take a moment and find out what makes you really feel great. Because that's how you win the game of life.
Right.
You just feel so good that no matter what time of day it is, you want to jump up and down, or you feel like dancing, because you just do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, what do you recommend to someone who's kind of lazy? I mean, look at me. I'm pretty lazy. You know, I know I need to work out, but I don't, you know. So how do you get off your butt and get into a regimen like this?
Well, the thing is, Sam, it really is an awareness of what you have. You have this beautiful body that moves and walks and breathes. And, I mean, it's just amazing. Sitting ages the body faster than anything else.
Right.
Sitting is going to soften your spine. And think about our lifestyle. We sit at a computer. We sit at a desk. We sit in front of the TV, everything, and think of your shoulders rolling forward, back is soft, belly is soft, and that really will age your body posturally and cellularly every other way faster than anything. And so movement really is where you find joy. That's oxygen. Oxygen is what brings you thought process and memory and everything. Every kind of brain function there is, you need oxygen for that. And so when you move, you're taking and your body just becomes better and better. I mean, it's the one machine in your house
right.
that's going to get better and better with use.
Right. The more you use it, the better it is.
I instantly set up straight.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sucking my abs in, and I'm tightening my butt right now. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not going to be 50 years old in my, you know, not that that's a bad age, but you know what I mean? More than, you know what I'm trying to say with that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you definitely, I'm at your website, and you definitely look in shape and beautiful and everything. By the way, if anybody wants to go to Loa's website, it's go to Loa, LOA.com. And
right, it's GOTOLOA.com. You know, and there's a lot of fun stuff there that's free. There's a recipe tab for some really wonderful, delicious superfood recipes, and there's a lot of there's a little inspirational tab just to go once in a while and get a little thought for the day, and it's a wonderful little interactive site. So you're all invited.
Well, let me ask you. So, what are some of the success stories that you've been a part of that you can share?
Oh, what a wonderful question. Gosh, I have seen people really change their lives. When you feel good inside your body, everything opens up to you. I mean, the world is your, you know, your oyster. You can do whatever you want when you feel the energy. Because energy, if you think of the most coveted resource on this planet, we think, well, is it gas? Is it oil? You know, is it gasoline? Is it water? What is it? It's energy. It is energy. And think of your own energy, just the feeling that you have to you know, I'm gonna run because I feel like it. I'm gonna go just run a half mile because I want to, or, you know, I think I'll take the stairs instead of the elevator or whatever. But having that energy to be able to, you know, do what you guys do, have the brain power to keep up a wonderful conversation and through your lives, energy is what everyone wants. And I've seen people, when they come into that, all of a sudden their careers change. They're not only does their body just become amazing and blossom and be more beautiful than before, but so many other opportunities open up because you can. Now you can. You feel like you can. And then your brain starts to think like you can. And I've seen people completely change career tracks. I've seen them enter into wonderful relationships because they were just so beautiful and didn't know they were. And oh, there's just so many stories. I've seen people turn their lives around. And several of them are in the book, actually.
Yeah.
I wrote about several of them in my book, All Health's Breaking Loose.
I see. And you've got quite a lineup of celebrities that you've helped. So do you still do that? I mean, do you still help people in Hollywood and stuff? Like, because I understand you do magazines and films and that kind of thing.
Right. You know, I did it for so long, Sam, mm-hmm. that I, you know, people say, well, whose makeup have you done? Well, the list at this point is shorter for whose makeup haven't I done? Because when you do it for 30 or 35 years, you kick around Hollywood, and at that some point you've done everyone. And the thing that made me want to change careers, you know, I mean, my job was so wonderful. I would come in early morning, and there is my, you know, the actress or actor in the chair, and I'm listening to them talk about their lives, what they eat, their relationships, and I'm looking very close at their skin. I'm up close. I'm looking at their skin. I'm listening to how they live. And truly, at this point, if I didn't know that beauty comes from what's inside you rather than what anyone else can apply, I'd have to be crazy.
Right.
It taught me that really it's about how you feel in your life, your happiness set point, how much joy you have, how much you move. That truly is how beautiful you are. And so I spent all those years creating beauty. And I mean, and that's why also in the book, the last couple of chapters, I had to include a couple of chapters, little tricks of the trade and secrets that some of my makeup artist colleagues and myself used all the time. You get a couple of little secrets there at the end. But
I love that.
On how to make yourself look as good as you feel.
Right.
I freaking love that. I was a makeup artist for a while. And I love busting out those little tricks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're not only concerned with health, but with beauty as well. And I think it's obvious that if you work out and you keep in shape, that you're going to look better as well.
Oh, it's so true. You know, the thing that I learned is they're one industry. Beauty and health are one thing. I mean, they go together. It's one and the same. And so for me to kind of segue into learning how to really create it on the inside, it was just the natural step to take.
Right.
I've learned so much about superfoods and what foods can do for the body and how they change your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. The cleanse, there's a little bit of a cleanse that's in my program. How you start that in the second week, and it makes the skin just glow. It brightens the face, and it truly is what you put on the inside. And, you know, I mean, we ask so much of our bodies that every now and then you have to be able to give something back. And that's what my program is about. It's just taking a moment and saying, you know what, I love myself enough to just, I'm going to set aside some time every day, and I'm just going to kind of get through this and understand myself more and treat myself the way I should. And
yeah,
anyway, that's where that comes from.
Makes sense.
Do you ever eat a Carl's Jr. bacon Western cheeseburger at midnight?
Maybe a guilty pleasure.
You know,
huh?
The thing is, I don't ever want that because I know what goes with that. Like, even though it may sound like an idea, like a good idea for a moment, I know what's going to come after that, and I just don't want it.
Diarrhea.
I don't want that bloating in the belly. I like to have a nice flat tummy. I like that feeling. I like my clothes to kind of hang off my body.
Right.
And when you combine your foods, which is all in my book, when you're careful with how, not only what you eat, but how, you know, like that a lot of women have when they're past the age of 50, it really is. It's just digestional bloating and gas and all kinds of stuff that your body just doesn't need. And when you eat simply and when you're eating real whole foods, oh, your body thanks you, and the tummy flattens down, and you just you feel so great, you don't even know what to do with yourself.
Right. So it sounds like a soul body mind sort of a thing, and obviously, it's what you eat and how you exercise and stuff. So these things are not new, but you have your a program that I think people can follow, which sounds pretty good. You will have to send us the book, by the way. We never received the book, but I did do some research on this.
Oh, no, I thought my publicist sent you guys one. No. Oh, I want you to have it. Yeah, I've got to send you one.
Yeah. So the book is All Health's Breaking Loose, and it's by Loa Blasucci, of course, and you can go to her website, which is GOTOLOA.com. Oops, excuse me.
Right, go to loa.com.
Right.
And it's health, like health is.
Exactly. Yeah, not hell, but health.
And yeah, not all hell, Reagan. That's what happens if you don't get the book.
Yeah, there you go. But that's a good title. I like that. Loa, thank you so much. And can you give a plug again to your workshop so people in L.A. can come and check it out?
Can I give a plug? Say that again.
Can you promote like your workshops and your exercise classes and so forth?
Oh yes, in the Los Angeles area at the La Cañada Community Center Tuesday morning at 8:00. I do my mind and body fitness workout, which is like nothing you will find in Los Angeles. It is amazing, and I promise at the end of one class, you will feel a difference. But at the end of about three classes. It's when you really start to turn it around and gain a little bit of mind control. It's really, really wonderful. I also teach at Breakthrough Fitness in Pasadena. And if anyone needs me for questions or if you get my book and have a question, hit me on my website, gotoloa.com. You can always reach me, and I'm happy to just be there for you and help you with any questions that you have. I mean, everybody wants to look better and feel better. We all do. And wherever you're at, beginner, intermediate, advanced, anybody can get this program and start right in on it and achieve the benefits within a very short amount of time.
Right, right. Okay, Loa Blasucci, thank you so much for taking the time.
You guys are great. I really like your show. You're just adorable. And I just wish you all good things. And I hope to meet you sometime. That's the problem with the phone interviews. I don't get to see you. I think you both are just so darling in your photos on your website. And I hope to meet you sometime.
Well, I didn't realize you were available in person, but definitely we'll have you come in sometime and chat
love
a little bit
more. I know, in person is so much more fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Loa, thank you so much again. You're very nice and very
Sam and Carrie, you take care, okay?
Thank you, be good.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All the best. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, she's full of energy. I think that speaks for anything, I mean,
she's
if nothing else.
She's excited. I love it. I like it.
There you go. I really need to start working out. And I know you watch what you eat, right?
I watch it as I put it in my mouth.
I see.
No,
okay.
I do watch what I eat. No, I think it's like work hard, play hard. Mm-hmm. I know some people that just work on their diet and they don't work out. I know some people that... optimally, what I would love to, where I'd love to get, and I mm-hmm. see more men at this place than I do women, that their body is so in shape that it's like a machine that they can kind of eat whatever they want because
right.
their exercise level's through the roof.
Right.
And their body temperature's higher and even at a resting heart rate, so they can kind of churn and burn, But I think that's more of like an athlete, somebody that actually, constantly they're burning,
Yeah.
So if I were to train for like a triathlon or something, I mean, I wouldn't eat everything I wanted, but it would be a little bit more like you're working out hours a day, hours and hours a day. So,
yeah.
But no, I mean, mine's definitely, I always like to see how far I can get away with things and then go, oh, okay, that's when I need to pull it back.
Yeah.
Because I love cooking and I love feeding people, and I would not mind not being super, super thin if that meant I could still look good and eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't really care about being super thin. I just want to be healthy. I want to look good, but I want to be healthy, too.
Yeah, I know. I really, at 50, I really should start watching.
You could just go, start going, hiking at Fryman Canyon. It's really nice.
Yeah,
I've been going
in
the evening right now because it's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I'm doing a Nike run tonight in Beverly Hills.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. But I ran yesterday morning and I was going to run at night with the Nike group at the Grove, but it was just too unbearable.
Really?
It was just the heat.
Was that warm, huh?
Yeah, I mean, our apartment was so hot last night.
Really?
Yeah. But I always think it's like, one step at a time when you're reentering fitness. It's like you got to find the love for it to maintain it. So my suggestion is go be in an environment that you like. If that's a gym, fine. If it's outdoors, fine. And don't kill yourself, but just show up.
Yeah. That's true.
Just show
that's
up because true. Then it
you
starts to
be there.
Then it starts to become a pattern. You're like, oh, it's 7 or 8 in the morning. I'm going to go on my walk or whatever.
Yeah, and I remember when I used to work out a lot. You know, it's sort of like you feel like you need it after a while. You
yeah,
know?
It's
you
really good. Well, you're going to feel more energized. You're
right.
going to have a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I even if I've like gained weight or I'm not eating right, I mean, I still work out because it's just it independently of how I look, it makes me feel good. And if you feel good, you're going to exude more confidence and everything.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that that's important. But I also believe in like, you know, I'm just not one of these people that's ever going to be like, I can only eat this or only eat that, because I just think life is bigger than your diet and exercise. And I think that becomes an idol for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, you don't want to go overboard.
No, I mean, it's definitely a balance of trying to figure out, okay, well, what do I need to do to take care of myself and look and feel good? And then what do I need to do to experience life and love
right,
life? I mean,
right.
That's why I was making a joke about the Carl's Jr. burger, because I'm like, I'm sorry.
You like those?
Well, I mean, once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, once
I mean,
in a while.
Once in a while,
okay,
I'm not gonna. I know it feels better to feel all tight and toned, but I mean, you gotta live, man.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Well, it depends, you know. Like you said,
I'm not
it's
saying
a
that's
lifestyle,
for every.
You know?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's for everybody, but I mean, once in a while, you gotta have a good throwdown.
Right. Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And I think that there's food is really connected to, for me, and this is just me speaking. I mean, and maybe this is wrong and I judge people this way, but I look at food as very sensual and erotic.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is very regimented on their eating, mm-hmm. and not so much that they're taking care of their food, don't get me wrong, like being healthy is one thing, but people that are like will never indulge or they're afraid of it,
mm-hmm.
I think they're probably a really shitty lover.
Really? Is that
I,
what you
I think,
think
so, yeah.
Yeah. So you think exercising does help you become a better lover as well?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I think that but I'm saying sensuality.
Right.
Enjoying, like, you know, I mean, again, I'm saying this may not be for everybody, like, the way they see it. But for me personally, somebody that enjoys food, that loves to, you know, maybe they don't have to be cooked, but they love eating or mm-hmm. they, and that doesn't mean they have to be out of shape or not work out or not have restrictions on their diet. But somebody that doesn't ever indulge and mm-hmm. they don't, like, really love a good meal and wine or whatever. And, mm-hmm. and to me, it makes me, because there's something very sensual and erotic, and it's a shared experience, and it can be very sexy, you know? And mm-hmm. to me, I'm like, if you're not even tempted to want that steak with the sauce, the potatoes, and the mm-hmm. blah, 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 I'm turned off.
Yeah.
You know? I've mm-hmm. met a couple guys like that. I'm like, ooh.
Well, we wouldn't want to turn you off.
So eat up. I want you to get a bucket of chocolate sauce and pour it on me.
Yeah.
No, I just, you know,
I just don't see how food can be sensuous, but I guess you've seen something I don't.
Well, it's not like so much in a typical like doing it type sensual. I mean, somebody that can really enjoy flavors and savor something. Think about how that translates to them being passionate.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I meet a guy, which I have, I've met guys that it's not that they're just regimented, because I know guys that are regimented, they're eating, but they can throw down.
Mm.
Like, you take them out to dinner or you guys go out, they're going to have a good time and they're going to leave their dieting at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in great shape. But there's also people that they're so afraid of eating the wrong thing, or they're so addicted to being like, I'm super healthy.
Right.
And they can't see the fun in eating, you know, pasta with a good sauce and like wine and bread. They're just like, ooh, that's bad. And it's like, you know, are you sensual or are you savory? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it just translates sexually where I'm like, I would not want to be naked with you.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't want to.
Mm. Why? That's tough.
Does that make sense at all or no?
No.
It doesn't at all?
But the only part that makes sense is that you don't want to get naked in front of
someone. Well, no, it's more of a sense of like you don't want to be in a very, you know, because sex is it's a beautiful, sloppy, messy act, right?
It's an incredible act, yes.
It is, but it's beautiful, but it's also, you know, it's definitely like you're sweating, there's this, mm-hmm. there's all this stuff's going on, right?
Yeah. Hopefully it's intense. Yeah.
Well, that's what you're going for, right? You know what? If your sex is all like nice and clean and you're done or whatever, you know what I mean? That's not fun. But if you want to be with somebody that's going to devour you and you're going to devour them and you're going to take in all that person and they're going to take all of you in,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? In every level is what I mean, metaphorically and physically. You want to be with somebody that I think is sensual,
mm-hmm.
not somebody that's just. To me, it's just. I guess it just doesn't look erotic to me.
Right.
And that all goes back to food for me.
Right.
Or, you know, somebody enjoying life.
So graphic porn is not for you.
No. I've already, you know that about me.
Well, I don't know. I'm just double checking.
Just making sure everything's...
Yeah, make sure
nothing has
changed.
I didn't even know how that came into the conversation. How did that come into the conversation?
What? Because you brought up sex.
Okay, so that means porn?
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station, your real with 24 talk hours of commercial-free programming.
They found this girl that's been missing for 7 years.
What the F? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she was kidnapped when she was a baby. And apparently what happened is, let's see, how old? She was just a year old when she was abducted in 2003.
And, is this Amber Nicholas?
What's her name? Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was taken by three of her aunts. And, you know, they... They found her in Phoenix now, in Arizona. And the amazing thing is that, so they arrested back then two of the aunts, but then one of them got away with a child. So they discovered the child now in Arizona 7 years later, and she's with this family that's totally not related to her. And
what is the motivation of that? I don't understand.
Well, maybe trying to sell the baby. That's maybe what they did. And apparently they found that the woman in the home had hidden the child in a shower under a pile of clothes and towels. You know, she was not allowed to go to school. And that's so another one of those horror stories. But the good news is that they found her. I wonder how they even knew it's her.
I know. How do you find that out?
Because I think it's an investigation, you know. I mean, they figure things out until they end up there. But my God, I mean, you know, just destroyed her life from the start, from the outset. So
wow, that's
yeah,
so crazy.
Some of those depressing things, man. But I guess all's good that ends good, right?
Yeah, that's just so weird. I don't. When children become, you know, I don't even need to. It's like preaching in the choir. But there's another kid that's missing. I saw, and super cute little kid. He's got like these big ass glasses and cute little teeth, and mm-hmm. he's missing. And I'm just like, who steals a little baby? You know, yeah. a little kid.
Yeah.
That's a kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I'm
the
not,
stuff people do to their kids, you know, is amazing. You know, it's just amazing what, you know, I finished watching Precious, by the way, last night.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
It's really disturbing.
And, I mean, that part where a mother starts reciting her abuse and
yeah.
and all that was like, it's really like hard to take.
It's
but,
very disturbing, yeah.
But, you know, it's sort of like it starts to make sense to you. You start feeling compassionate for her mm-hmm. when she explains how she was sort of like stuck in the middle and nobody loved me, blah, blah, blah. But but her daughter didn't give it the time of day. She took her babies and walked away from her mother.
It's just so sad. And but I mean anything good can come out of something bad, and that's really what was a good part of the movie.
Yeah.
Is that she had a lot of love and a lot of life and with you know, and took her kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just insane, isn't it?
Yeah, I did. Well, I did, saying that, because I was already thinking about the next thing, is that I missed Big Brother last night, but fortunately I recorded it. And I missed the one on Sunday, but remember I told you last week I sort of like got sucked into it, and I'm really curious as to what's going on. So I don't know how many people are watching Big Brother, but I definitely want to catch up on that.
Big
so,
Brother.
Yeah, Big Brother for you. You know, I seem to, I don't know, what TV shows do you recommend?
I'm into True Blood, and that's on HBO. Yeah. I mean, it's just a really great show.
Is it pretty good?
It's a good show, man. It's over the top. It's campy. It's like I said, it's really campy, but it is a good show. It's a lot of fun, and I really, really like True Blood. Mm. And then I liked Celebrity Apprentice when it was out.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, you have Bret Michaels who was doing Rock of Love and everybody's just clowning on him and giving him a hard time. And, you know, he wins the thing. And then
he went to the hospital.
He went to the hospital and he won Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
But the thing is...
Oh, he won it?
Yeah.
I didn't
realize
that.
And the thing is that he's so lovable on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do these reality shows and, you know, the reality of the reality show is that people are looking for a buck. Mm-hmm. They play a character, they play up an image, or they whatever, and mm-hmm. it's just to cash checks.
Yeah.
And then you see him on something else like this, and you're like, oh, he's not even that Rock of Love guy. He's part of it, but not really.
Yeah.
You know, very tender guy with a big heart. He just wanted to have friends.
Really?
Like when he's on the guys' team, and mm-hmm. he's just trying to fit in. He's like, hey, guys, how can I help? How can I help? But it's just really cute because he just wants friends.
Right.
And he's got a heart of gold.
So I wonder how he ended up winning, because it's usually the conniving people, no?
No, I mean, yeah. I think that he really, you know, captured the viewers' hearts. Mm. But he's also very creative.
But it's not the viewers that select the winners,
partly.
Is it? Oh, really?
It
used to be like that. I thought
No, Donald Trump does do all of the hiring and the firing. Right. But there's something about the influence. I mean, if you're going against popular votes, you can hurt your viewership. So, but the reality is that it wasn't just because he's charismatic and he's got a big heart. I mean, he actually was, I thought, a stronger player than a lot of people. I mean, what I think people don't understand is that
they look at business and they think, okay, well, I know how to operate a copy machine. I have a staple gun and, you know, I can get to places and do crap on time. And then you get people like Brett Michaels who can't get anywhere on time, but he is the creative force. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that the visionaries of companies, you hire people to staple gun and copy machine shit. Mm-hmm. You do. And you're the visionary. You can't put somebody that's a copy machine, staple gun person at the top, right, and they've got no vision.
Right, but they want him to go through everything, you know.
Well, yeah, but there was kind of like this weird self-righteous attitude among some of the contestants that, well, he's just not, you know, he's not good at this or he's not good at that, or who cares about his time management? Who cares if he's sloppy? He's creative, and all of you have lost challenges on the fact that you did not have originality and it wasn't fresh. And everything Brett Michaels won was based on creativity. He's the kind of person that you actually do want creating and being a visionary. And
right,
then you hire,
but creatives usually are not that great at business.
No, but you hire people. I mean, the thing is you hire them to for what they're good at, and then you assemble a team around them.
Obviously,
that
yeah,
can you execute and do all the other bullshit.
Yeah.
They're dispensable is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, you definitely, I mean, to succeed, you have to surround yourself by good, successful people, you know, and drop all the bad apples.
I just think people that can show up on time and execute and that are, you know, administrative, I think it's a gift that I don't have, nor do I feel jealous of, but I also know that it's kind of I don't mean it, but it is a little bit of, it's dispensable. Whereas somebody that's creative, it's not that they're better, but there's, you know, they're innovative and there's a freshness that is indispensable. It is, you're not going to have another one of that person. And I think, you know, you definitely need both to run a business but to launch new ideas and things like that, you're not going to, who cares if you're, you know, you show up on time and you have pencils sharpened.
Well, if you work in teams, you have to show up on time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But anyway.
Forget about the pencils. That's not business. That's office work.
Whatever. My point is that there's people getting salty.
Yeah.
They're getting salty like, oh, he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. And it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
He's way freaking better than you guys anyway.
So Steve Carell is leaving The Office, right?
Man,
did you ever watch that show?
I did a bit. Yeah. What about you?
No, never knew anything about it. But I know that he's made a pretty good career out of that series, and now he's leaving. It's amazing how many people do that. You know, it's like they want to get into movies. They don't want to be on television. But TV is so much cooler when you have a series. You know, I mean, the money just keeps coming, and
well, everybody wants to be movies. Part of it's money, but you also got to know these are people that they want to transform as artists.
Right.
But
he's been in movies already, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, he probably just wants to do more. Ones, and the thing with doing shows like this is that it's a lot of work. I mean, you're kind of chained and tied to that show.
Right, right.
So your freedom isn't there. But, I mean, he's put in his damn time. The guy's not going to be hurting Sam.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's set for life, huh?
You know, he's good, you know. So anyways. Anyway, they said the show is great and the ensemble is so strong and the writers are great, so it's just one part of the ensemble drifting off.
Yeah.
They've incorporated so many new characters and so many new great storylines that I have no doubt it'll continue as strong, if not stronger than ever. And this was his face.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But he was the star of it, but it is an ensemble cast, which is true.
Right.
So.
Now, surprise, surprise, I guess Kelly Osbourne and her fiancé just split. Now, get this. She's 25, he's 20, and they got engaged in 2008. That means he was 18 years old. And apparently, the rumors are that he cheated on her, but she won't confirm this. And
that's so weird. Who gets engaged at 18?
At 18, for crying out loud. And did she really think he's going to stick around? I mean, for crying out loud, he hasn't even started yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, people. Not every place is Texas.
Yeah, and what's the... what's the hurry for crying out loud, especially for her? You know, she's good in her career. She just got out of rehab and, you know...
What's her career again? I'm lost.
She's a musician. She's the daughter of Ozzy Osbourne.
No, but she's not. I mean, that's not really how she's recognized. She's recognized as being his daughter, and I know that she's dabbled in music, but could you really say that she has a strong music career?
Let's see. Oh, she's in Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, she's in Dancing with the
Stars.
Right? Yeah. And she's been known for her weight loss and weight gain, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think she's amazing. I think she's really funny and she's sharp-witted.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing how she's blossomed, because I remember her, like, you know, teens, she was chubby and,
yeah,
you know, and And that, but today she looks pretty good.
Yeah, she's.
Her mother still looks good. This, you know, with all the surgery and everything.
Mm-hmm. I really love her mom. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, her mom is a doll. Oh my gosh, she was on Celebrity Apprentice as well. So.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was, and she's funny. She's just.
Yeah, she is funny.
She just tells it like it is. That woman doesn't hold back.
Yeah, she's got balls. Let me tell you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Balls of the walls. What
balls,
she's got.
Yeah. She is ballsy.
Yeah.
And also, I guess in Argentina, they just okayed same-sex marriage, and that's pretty unusual, wouldn't you say? I mean, for Argentina.
It's very European, from what I've. It's like the, kind of like the you know, London for their continent. It's very. I think a little bit more forward as far as fashion and a little bit more
maybe
forward.
Maybe they are, yeah.
Argentina is actually, I was told it was the second most bulimic or anorexic, I think. Second most anorexic country.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean, not funny, but kind of weird. My cousin went there to Argentina and studied mm-hmm. abroad and stayed with family.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt, who is her mom, went down to visit, and she said, yeah, it's the number two most anorexic country.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting, because I thought Argentinians love to eat. You know, I mean, they're known for their meat, and, you know, but who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
You never know.
Yeah.
But they are the first Latin American country to legalize same-sex marriage.
Oh, they are?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But
they're starting to do that in different countries, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess the Netherlands, which is not surprising, Belgium and Spain, you know?
Well, since we're on political stuff, the immigration law, Barack Obama is now filing suit.
To sue Arizona?
Or really to try to stop it.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm not going to, like, split hairs going, is it right or wrong? But what I'm really more curious about is the law of that the state has the right to protect its borders
mm-hmm.
and how that can be overrode.
Yeah. Overridden.
By the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't fully have my arms around the issue. I mean, I definitely don't agree with stopping people randomly and asking to see their papers. I think that is unconstitutional.
But that's not the point. I don't think that's the point either, but I think they're saying
there's some loopholes where that can happen.
Yeah, but regardless, you know, I mean, this is the administration for you. You know, instead of addressing the immigration rules, they're more concerned with suing states, you know, which, you know.
What do you mean? That it's become more about...
Yeah, I mean, it's not about, like, I mean, rather than the federal government figuring out, okay, what can we do to stop this illegal immigration,
mm-hmm.
they're putting Arizona on the spot, and, you know, this is the best they can do, is to sue a state rather than to...
do something about the border issue.
And fix the problems, yeah.
Yeah, I really don't understand it completely. I mean, I think if you're going to be caught in an act of crime and they want to look up your citizenship, they should have the right to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it comes down to just profiling people, yeah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with randomly pulling people over.
Well, every law can be abused, but that's not what the law was meant for, you know?
That's true. But anyway, I'm just curious as to more that how that works as far as some people are saying it's just an outrage that the Obama administration is going to try to step in and overturn their right.
Yeah. Well, I think they've had plenty of time to show what they can do, and I'm not impressed at all with this administration. Okay, that's it, I guess, for today. And we're going out back to the heat, and we hope it's great where you are. Is it still hot back east? Do you know?
I don't live there, but I'm going to go with yes.
Because they were complaining about that last week, so... but at any rate, everybody, thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it. We love all of our listeners, and you're also welcome to write us. Some of the fans write to us, so we like that, and we love our fans for sure. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.